you would you turn to your Bibles to Luke 18, chapter 20, 18, verse 27, and stand for the reading of God's Word. Luke chapter 18, verse 27. And I'm going to be reading three scriptures, because the message is going to be around those three. Luke chapter 18, verse 27. Jesus replied, "What is possible with men is what is impossible with men is possible with God." Now, if you would turn to 1 Peter, 5th chapter. First Peter, verse 7. First Peter, 5th chapter, verse 7. Yes. And the scripture reads, "Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you." Amen. And the last is Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Mark 23. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Mark 9, verse 23. And scripture reads, "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for him who believes." Amen. My lesson tonight is going to, I want to talk about all things really are possible. Most gracious Heavenly Father, dear Lord, God Almighty, I just thank you, dear Lord, for this opportunity. Father God, use me as a tool and as a vehicle. Allow me, Father God, to decrease as you increase, Heavenly Father. And Father God, allow the word to modify and edify, Father God, the congregation tonight, Heavenly Father. And Lord God, I just give you the praise and I give you the glory. Again, Father, for being our God and our Creator, in Jesus' name, amen. Maybe you see that. All things really are possible. Pastor Anthony this morning covered some of my message tonight, and his message confirmed what God has put on my heart for tonight. You know, in life there are very few situations that we go through that are truly impossible. Amen. We might experience something that seems highly unlikely to happen. We may even face circumstances that appear to be against most odds. So we need to understand that what we're going through is probably not impossible. But even if it were, it doesn't matter. Because the word says in Luke 18:27, What is impossible to man, yes, is possible with God. You know, although facts may stare us in the face and make situations look like they won't change, facts can change. Regardless of what we are facing each and every day, the Bible assures us that all things are possible. All is an all-inclusive word. It means everything.
That's right.
See, a lot of times our focus is on the impossible or the improbable situation. See, we're constantly looking at and thinking about what we're going through instead of focusing on God and what he can do. See, our more concentration on the problem in front of us. When we look at the problem in front of us, yes, it's impossible. But when we put our focus on who he is in us and in the world, it's possible. See, he can do all things. Sure, the circumstances can be tough and highly unlikely to change. But see, we need to quit worrying about the problem, about what's going on in our lives, and start thinking on what God can do in our lives.
Amen.
But before God can solve our seemingly impossible situation, we first have to give it to him.
Amen.
See, it's human nature for people to worry. See, every born-again Christian, however, needs to develop an inhuman trait, which is to put our trust in something that is not human, but that something is God.
Amen.
See, in 1 Peter 5:7, it says, cast all your anxiety on him because what? He cares for you.
Amen.
See, when we worry about our situation, we need to say, God, here, take it.
Amen.
You see, we can't deal with it by ourselves, because when we do, we mess it up. Now understand, if we start worrying about the situation again, we really didn't give it to God. All we're doing is giving lip service. Because if we did, we wouldn't be worrying. After casting our cares on the Lord, we just need to trust him and quit caring about the situation or the problems or the issues. But see, after casting our cares on God, it may look like nothing has changed. If this happens, we can't allow ourselves to be moved by what we're looking at.
Amen.
But we have, and how we feel, we can only allow the word to move on us.
Amen.
See, this, really, our part is simple. It's really simple. We only have to believe. See, Mark 9:23 says, if you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for him who believes. Notice this verse says, you. It's letting us know that you have to believe. The scripture does not say, If our pastor believes for us, all things are possible. It doesn't say if your mama believes, or if you get enough prayer groups to believe. Jesus says you have to believe. That means you have to do something. You have to believe. And once we place our faith in God, we have to stop trying to figure out what we can do. He didn't ask for our help. He doesn't need our help. All he wants us to do is to believe in him. On my Bible, Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord of your heart. If you believe, I mean, you got to trust him in your heart.
Yes, you do.
See, once we place our faith in God, stop trying to do it yourself. See, doing this is putting our faith in ourselves. But when our faith is in God, we're letting him provide the answers. See, sometimes we get in trouble because of the bad decisions we made. Pastor, you preached about that this morning.
Amen.
See, we can feel that we deserve what we're going through because we put it on ourselves. But God still wants to help us.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Our Heavenly Father loves us.
Yes,
to God, it's not about what we deserve. It's about providing mercy and forgiveness.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how many wrong decisions you have made. Nothing can separate us from God. Just think about how much earthly parents love their children. Don't you think our Heavenly Father loves us the same way? But we got to believe it and not give him lip service. See, it doesn't matter what the situation looks like. It doesn't matter. You see, God can turn it around. The words nothing means no thing. No thing is impossible to God if you believe. Our faith must be in God and not in other people. See, that's our problem. We want to put our faith in people. If we would put our faith like we do in people and put it in God, we wouldn't have so many problems. Amen. Wouldn't have none at all. Amen. See, our faith must be in God alone and not in other people. See, God's word tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. Amen. Our faith is not in people or things. Amen. Our faith is in God. Yes, sir. I'm not long-winded. See, sometimes we have to get man's wisdom or earthly wisdom out of our mind. See, this can be hard because, see, we live in a society where we've been educated from a young age. But it doesn't matter how much schooling, how many degrees you have. We may be able to figure out some things, but see, we can't figure out everything. And the only one that can figure out everything is God Almighty. Amen. And sometimes we act like we are God Almighty. So remember that whatever the impossibility is or may be, it can be turned around when we place our faith in God and in his power and in his authority. See, God will help us to overcome any situations. Only the most simplest thing that we can do is just believe. I'm almost through. I think it's revving off faster. Philippians 4:13 says, I can tell all things to Christ who strengthens me. Yes, see, this verse isn't saying that we can do all things in ourselves. It's saying that we know who we are in Christ and put our trust in him, and we can do all things. We might be weak in ourselves, but see, in him, we are strong and mighty. It's another way of saying Philippians 4:13, and I like this. I will do all things because I put my trust in Jesus Christ and my strengthener. So to get through any situations that look so impossible, the simplest thing to do is completely put our faith in God. When we do, the impossible become possible. Let's bow our heads. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just...